My name's Marcus de Sotoy, and I'm a professor of mathematics at the University of Oxford. And the mathematician in the office next to mine is responsible for my choice of great British innovation, the proof of Fermat's Last Theorem. In 1994, Andrew Wiles finally completed a proof of Fermat's famous conjecture that an nth power of a number can't be written as the sum of two smaller nth powers if n is bigger than 2. Fermat thought he'd cracked it 350 years ago, but scribbled in his copy of Diophantus's Arithmetica that the margin was too small for his proof. For centuries, we've been trying to prove Fermat right. But why does it matter? Well, you could argue that the number theory that we've discovered trying to prove Fermat's Last Theorem has given rise to the amazing cryptographic codes that currently protect all the secrets whizzing across the internet, including your credit card details when you shop online. But for me, the great innovation isn't the practical implications of the mathematics, but the excitement of discovering one of the eternal truths of numbers. When all the other great innovations in the other sciences have been superseded by new inventions and discoveries, the proof of Fermat's Last Theorem will still be as true as the day that Andrew Wiles discovered it in 1994. I had been hoping to tell you about a truly marvellous proof of my own, but unfortunately, this audio boo is too short to contain it.
Find out more about great British innovations, including two by me, by visiting www.topbritishinnovations.org.